January 17, 1921, the Fiat Mahi of the Most Holy Virgin had the same power of the creative Fiat. The third Fiat will be the fulfillment and the completion of the prayer taught by Jesus, Fiat voluntas tuas sicut in coelo et in terra. I felt my poor mind immersed in the immense sea of the divine volition. I could see the mark of the Fiat everywhere. I saw it in the sun, and it seemed to me that the echo of the Fiat in the sun brought me divine love, which darted through me, wounded me and flashed through me. And I, on the wings of the Fiat of the sun, went up to the Eternal One bringing, in the name of the whole human family, the love which darted, wounded, and flashed through the Supreme Majesty. And I said, in your Fiat you gave me all this love, and only in the Fiat can I return it to you. I looked at the stars and I could see the Fiat in them. And in their sweet and meek glittering, this Fiat brought me pacific love, sweet love, hidden love, compassionate love in the very night of sin. And I, in the Fiat of the stars, in the name of all, brought to the throne of the Eternal One pacific love in order to put peace between heaven and earth, the sweet love of the loving souls, the hidden love of many others, the love of the creatures when, after sin, they come back to God. But who can say all that I understood and did in the many fiats which were scattered over all creation? I would be too long. So I stop here. Then, my sweet Jesus took my hands in his own, and squeezing them tightly, told me, my daughter, the Fiat is all full of life, even more, it is life itself, and this is why all lives and all things come from within the Fiat. Creation came out from my Fiat. Therefore in each created thing one can see the mark of the Fiat. Redemption came out from the Fiat Mahi of my dear Mama, pronounced in my volition and carrying the same power of my creative Fiat. Therefore, there is nothing in redemption which does not contain the mark of the Fiat Mahi of my Mama. Even my very humanity, my steps, words and works were marked by her Fiat Mahi. My pains, my wounds, my thorns, my cross, my blood, had the mark of her Fiat Mahi, because things carry the mark of the origin from which they come. My origin in time was the Fiat Mahi of the Immaculate Mama. Therefore all of my works carry the mark of her Fiat Mahi. So, her Fiat Mahi is in each sacramental host. If man rises again from sin, if the newborn is baptized, if heaven opens to receive souls, it is the Fiat Mahi of my Mama that marks everything, follows everything, and from it everything proceeds. Oh, power of the Fiat! It rises every instant. It multiplies, and it becomes life of all goods. Now I want to tell you why I asked for your Fiat, your yes, in my volition. I want the prayer which I taught, the Fiat voluntas tuas sicut in coelo et in terra, this prayer of so many centuries, of so many generations, to have its fulfillment and completion. This is why I wanted another yes in my volition, another Fiat containing the creative power. I want the Fiat that rises every instant and multiplies in everyone. I want, in one soul, my own Fiat which ascends to my throne and, by its creative power, brings upon earth the life of the Fiat on earth as it is in heaven. Surprised and annihilated in hearing this, I said, Jesus, what are you saying? Yet, you know how bad and incapable of anything I am. And he, my daughter, it is my usual way to choose the most abject, unable, poor souls for my greatest works. Even my Mama had nothing extraordinary in her exterior life. No miracles, not a sign that would distinguish her from other women. Her only distinction was perfect virtue, to which almost no one paid attention. And if to other saints I gave the distinction of miracles, and I adorned others with my wounds, to my Mama, nothing, nothing. Yet, she was the portent of portents, the miracle of miracles, the true and perfect crucified, no one else like her. I usually act like a master who has two servants. One of them seems a Herculean giant, good at everything. The other one is short, unable, and seems to be good at nothing, not an important service. If the master keeps him, it is more for charity, and also for fun. Now, having to send a billion, to another town, what does he do? He calls the little and incapable one, and entrusts the great sum to him, saying to himself, if I give it to the giant, all will fix their attention on him. Thieves may attack him and rob him. And if he tries to defend himself with his Herculean strength, he may be wounded. I know that he is capable, but I want to spare him. I do not want to expose him to the obvious danger. On the other hand, no one will pay attention to this little one, knowing him to be incapable. No one would think that I would entrust such an important sum to him. And so he will come back safe and sound. The poor incapable one is surprised that the master would trust him, when he could have used the giant, and all trembling and humble, he goes to deposit the great sum, with no one deigning to give him even a glance. So, he returns safe and sound to his master, more trembling and humble than before. So I do, the greater the work I want to do, the more I choose abject, poor, ignorant souls, with no outward appearance which may expose them. The abject state of the soul will serve as safe custody for my work. The thieves of self-esteem and love of self will not pay attention to her, knowing her inability. And she, humble and trembling, will carry out the office entrusted by me, knowing that she has done nothing by herself, but that I did everything in her.